This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Wednesday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's taking place in the grains today?
You know, a little bit of mixed trade in the overnight market. I mean, let's face it, anybody paid attention to yesterday market? It was just a brutal day across not just the grain sector, the cattle, feeder cattle are down hard. Hogs are probably the one bright spot, but go to the bigger macro picture. The stock market was under pressure. The metals are under pressure. The energies are all under pressure. You know, there's an old axiom, sell in May and go away in the stock market. It felt like somebody said, sell everything the day before May and go away. And a lot of risk off. Today, we're going to be looking to see what happens here after the close more than anything else on the macro front. You got the Fed coming out. Are they going, no one's anticipating any rate adjustments, no cuts, no raising, but there is going to be a press conference and the debate, and everyone's going to be looking at and trying to read the tea leaves of what Powell says. And what he says could have a huge impact on the market. Because remember, Mark, earlier in this year, it wasn't, would we get a rate cut? It was how many? 3, 4, 5 rate cuts is what people are saying. And now we're pushing back to maybe we're going to rate cut, with a few people saying maybe they may actually have to raise rates because inflation is just not going away like the Fed was hoping for. So a lot of volatility. And once we get through that, on the other macro front, we do have a jobs number here at the end of the week that could also have kind of a psychological impact on the market as well. So a lot of volatility on the macro front. On the grain side, we're going to be watching the weather. There is just a lot of rain in the forecast. You look at any weather model you're looking at the next 10 days, it definitely looks like a very active pattern, which means planting progress is going to be slow.
And Jim, with that pattern, is it any areas that you can kind of point to that are going to get more rain specifically in the Corn Belt? Does it look like it's going to be across the Corn Belt? Is it just going to be a big weather pattern? Do we know yet?
Well, if you look at the overall, like the GFS model, the raw data, the GFS model, European model, it paints a picture that a vast majority of the country is going to get it. If you go to a little bit more of the near-term model, I like to look at the QPF model, and it gives you more of the 5-day to 7-day. And that model pretty much says it is just, it's interesting. It's Arkansas, it's Missouri, it's Iowa, southern Minnesota, and eastern Nebraska, eastern Kansas. That is where the QPF model run is suggesting the bulk of the rain is going to hit the next 5 days. If you're in eastern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, actually not quite as much rain. So they may actually make a little bit better progress of getting some of the crop planted. But Dakotas, according to QPF, doesn't have as much rain as maybe some of the other models. So that's where the bullseye, the heaviest rain is going to be the next couple of days. But overall, from what I'm reading from the people I read, it is an active pattern. And if you didn't get rain here the next 4 or 5 days, you're probably odds are high you will get it somewhere in the next 10 days.
And we did have a little bit of rain here in central Iowa yesterday, so it's already been a little bit of a wet pattern. And of course, when we date back to last weekend and those big storms, let's switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What are we seeing with the cattle and hogs?
Well, right now, cattle market took it on the chin yesterday. The news that the EPA, the government's going to start looking in to see if they're finding bird flu in hamburger, plain and simple. They found remnants of that bird flu in the dairy milk. I'm sure you've talked about that multiple times. They're looking into, is that going to show up in the meat supply? The market sold off on that headline, just on the news that they're looking for it, and it kind of spooked the market. Worried about how the consumer might react to it. I mean, I think when you find out, even if it does happen to show up, they're going to tell you cook it, you'll be fine. That's why we pasteurize milk. You're not going to get it if you drink pasteurized milk. But you never know how the consumer is going to react to it. That seemed to spook the market a little bit in the livestock yesterday. And if you're a producer out there, you might consider some risk protection because the headlines are going to be a little bit ugly potentially the next couple of days.
And when we talk about those headlines just like that, we say it all the time, it's all about perception, especially with the consumer in a story like this. But as you mentioned, yes, we heard about the remnants of the bird flu in milk, but that was the dead portion of the virus, still safe to drink because of that pasteurization process. So like you said, Jim, if this turns out that they kind of give a similar message for beef, it could be that this would pass over similar to that milk story, wouldn't it?
Hopefully it does. I mean, like I said, I think, if they come in there, I mean, this is why they tell you to cook meat, plain and simple, why they tell you to cook chicken. It's a situation that it should pass over relatively quick. But let's face it, Mark, though, the markets tend to run on fear and greed. that's just in general how, as a kind of an axiom, how you look at the overall pricing dynamics of the model. And sometimes when you get fear, you get irrational fear, and the market just kind of washes out as people just say, I don't know what to do, I'm going to go to the sidelines. And it's just something we need to be very cautious about, because the one thing I've noticed here as we turn the tide into 2024, when the markets make moves, they make huge moves. I mean, the cocoa markets just exploded higher to absolutely collapse at times. $1,700, you know, huge points, 1,700 point moves in a day, sugar, coffee. So, you know, you got to respect the funds. If they run hard one way or another, they can drag the market. So, you know, like I said, in the big picture, hopefully this cattle market, you know, we don't find it in the meat. That'd be the best case scenario. And then we come back to that seasonal demand that's usually strong. But right now we're not seeing that demand. And these headlines may be a portion of the reason why we're not seeing that seasonal demand show up as anticipated so far.
A lot of interesting discussion this morning with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net on our opening market discussion. Jim, thanks so much for the time. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can reach me directly at 815-665-0461, reaching the Ag Market team members at 844-424-6758. Better yet, go to AgMarket.net to look at our research.
Jim, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and have a great day.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn down 0.75 cents at 438.75. May soybeans up 3.5 at 11.49 even. May soybean meal down $5.30 at 3.41 even. May soybean oil up 11 cents at 42.40. Chicago wheat down 5.25 at 5.85 even. Minneapolis wheat down 2.5 at 7.07 3/4. Kansas City hard red wheat down 21 cents at 6.22 3/4. And May oats down 0.25 cents at 3.71 even. On the Merck, June live cattle down 8 cents at 174.90. May feeder cattle down $1.12 at 243.45. May lean hogs up 27 cents at 94.42. May pork cutout unchanged at 103.12. Class 3 milk is down 6 cents at 18.32. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.